You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Thursday. Hope you're having a good day so far. It's kind of early. Well, at least it is on the West Coast. For the rest of y'all, it's not as early. I get the whole time zone thing. Don't anybody send me a letter or an email. Good morning. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. I'm going to give a little bit of a class. I thought I was going to give a full class, but I'm not. Okay? So I'll get emails that ask me, like, what is this post-traumatic winning thing? Like, what is that? And I like the title of it because because it the title connotes what I want it to connote, and that is, it does what I want it to do, which is to make people stop, which is exactly what I did when I saw post-traumatic growth. Wait a minute, what is that? And so that's what I'd like for people to do when they hear the term post-traumatic winning. And, you know, I listened to Admiral Stockdale's. If you didn't listen to Admiral Stockdale's interview, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so I listened to it again yesterday afternoon. And one of the things that I thought about was how different of a culture we are, yet we want the same behavior from people. How do we get them there? How does it work like that? So James Stockdale grew up, I think, he grew up in Illinois. I think he grew up rural, in small town America, right? With very, very set values, right? So young people today, they don't grow up in the same culture. It's not even remotely close. So how do you do that? How do you bridge that divide? Right? How do you, as you bring them in, and how do you address that? From, for instance, and the Marine culture is so different than our culture today. How does an institution, how do you do that? So pretty interesting little thought. And another piece of the thought is, how in God's name do you think that you're going to do this, okay, and not address the mental health side of it? So, as in, for the institution, how do you think? I mean, and when you think about it, you're like, yeah, it's a bit of a head scratcher. How do you think you're going to address this and address the health of the force without addressing the mental health part of it? It's not like we don't know this stuff is out there. And so, it's a bit of a head scratcher. And I would even tell you this, supposedly, you know, the military got better, but I got off active duty in 2015. And yeah, we talked about it. And I did a post-combat mental health assessment. Never talked about it, though. And I heard the advertisements, if you're having problems, go to mental health. You know, we're not going to judge you, blah, blah. But we didn't sit down and talk about it. You know? So it's just kind of interesting when you begin to scratch your head about, you know, this thing we talk about all the time. And so anyway, I have that in my head. The other thing I'll tell you is, as I developed the instructional material and how to impart what we talk about on a regular basis. So if you have 2.5 hours with a group that's not familiar with the program or the concept, how do you impart that? So as I, and so especially with young people, right? For instance, I don't need to explain certain things. You know, I will let, why do you keep your honor clean? Well, I'll let you listen to Varnado Simpson, a veteran of Me Lie, and what that event did to his life. That, I'll let you listen to him. And with the generation that's grown up on YouTube, to me that makes perfect sense. So as you begin to kind of hang meat on the frame, you know what the biggest problem I have? There's too much good stuff that in the course of 2.25 years that I've accumulated. Okay. The things that stand out in my head, the audio is incredible, you know. And think about it. I wasn't. The next thing I have to find is Jeremiah Workman on the subject of his Navy Cross saying, "I don't want this. I don't need this. All I want is those three guys back." The Commandant saying about we got to win. Okay, that's our culture. That's what we came here for. We came here to win. Jeremiah Workman again. Don't let the monkeys out of the cage. Cal Humphrey, PFC from Iwo Jima, talking about towards the end of the interview we did. He says, "Well, this won't bother me much. It'll keep me up for a couple nights." And then I say, "Really, did you have any mental health issues?" And he talks for about 90 seconds about how he dealt with the dreams and his trauma related to fighting on Iwo Jima. It's just awesome stuff, right? Elizabeth Smart, unbelievable piece of audio. Her talking about Hope. Again, remember, she's a 14-year-old girl who was kidnapped and then raped almost on a nightly basis for 10 months. She's got more than, right? She's got more than enough to say, I'm out. And just, and be dysfunctional. But that's not her. And interestingly enough, she's in the news here recently. They let the wife of the guy who kidnapped her out. Evidently, they quote unquote miscalculated her time. So you hear that, you just cringe. Anyway, and then that, you know, some of the most powerful audio I've ever heard is that audio from Varnado Simpson. So. And again, that's just, and then there's some from Band of Brothers that I want to get, and I'll play a bunch of this stuff in the second hour today. So it's kind of interesting. So as I build this, as I hang like meat on the frame, like how do you want to introduce these different subjects? You look at it and you're like, too much stuff, you know? Audio clips from my sister Peggy. That interview, incredibly powerful. So I have a whole list of stuff to go through, but I have too much. I have too much. And it's incredible to go back and listen to it again. I'll tell you, Allman Radio is a treasure in terms of the study of mental health and coping and sticking with it and whatnot. So anyhow. So in the second hour, I'll walk you through a bunch of that stuff and, you know, talk about its implications and teaching it, but I hope you find it as interesting as I do. And I hope it compels you like the email I read yesterday, just to reach out to people within the confines of your own life. Nobody's asking you to do anything different than you do today, right? The only thing I think we'd ask is in the course of your daily routine, reach out to people that have been affected by trauma. Stick your hand out and just tell them the things that we know to be the plain spoken truths of first learning to coexist with trauma and then converting that into winning by touching the lives of others. We know that to be the truth. And so that's the gospel as we preach it. And so that's what we would ask, but it's pretty amazing to listen to all this stuff again that you know, has been produced here on Allmarine Radio, and to kind of try to put it together, in a message. But the stuff is just, you know, the Elizabeth Smart audio, it takes your breath away, right? Takes your breath away. 14-year-old girl, you know, and like as I said before, she's got plenty of reasons. Cal Humphrey, PFC on Iwo Jima. He's got plenty of excuses to come home and be a piece of garbage. I should say piece of garbage to be dysfunctional. To be dysfunctional. And it is, in my opinion, it is amazing, given all this that we see, that the institution doesn't say, you know, we should take a different approach to mental health. We need to talk about it. I don't know who I interviewed. But they were going from the United States to Korea during the whole Busan perimeter. And ultimately, I remember talking to Tom Drowdy about it going to Vietnam. And I remember talking about, I wish I could remember the guy's name. He's a tanker in Korea. And they learned on, what is it, the T-48 that they used in Korea was the new tank. It replaced the Sherman M4 tank. And they learned about the tank on the way over there. It was delivered to the docks in San Diego when they boarded ship. That's the first time they saw it. Hadn't driven it, hadn't done anything. They offloaded them in Japan, drove them around some kind of football field or baseball field or something, annihilated the stadium, and then got back on and went and participated in the landings at Incheon. And so in both cases, I think I asked both of them, on the way over, did the guys who were veterans of World War II, did they sit down with you and they say, hey, this is what's going to happen, boys. This is what you're going to go through. And each of them said, nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. And I don't mean the kind of bombastic, this is what's going to happen, boys, with your cigar. I don't mean that garbage. I mean, you know, hey, you're going to see stuff that's going to send you for a loop. Okay, that's normal, but you got to keep doing your job. Okay, if you need to talk to somebody, don't be afraid. And the stuff isn't going away either. They probably heard that later. So the treasure that is the All Marine Radio Archives is crazy. Crazy. And so, as I said, as I hang meat on the bones of what will be, I think, just an awesome blue-collar piece of mental health. An awesome piece of training. So you can navigate it. It's a great experience after I get off the air and finish producing the stuff for the day and get ready for tomorrow, then I kind of take a break and then I come back and I begin to work on that. And It's literally a labor of love. Listening to this stuff again, and how do you articulate these concepts for anybody, be they civilians, be they dependent spouses, or be they active duty Marines, sailors, soldiers, airmen, be they first responders. So I've already been invited to speak about it, and with other offers out there. So it's exciting. Honestly, it's exciting, and looking forward to doing it. But the process of even building it has been really interesting. You know, I found the audio that I was looking for from John McCain. You know, about where he talks about being kept in solitary confinement for the first few years that he was there, but then being in a room with between 40 and 50 guys, and how important that was to him digesting the process after he had made a tape. And the two clips I want to run together, I won't have them today, but I want to run together, are Admiral Stockdale, right, not admonishing, but his leadership, and I wish I could remember the acronym, but it's something, and it ends in U.S. I want to say it starts with a B, but, oh, it's like, don't bow to them when we leave, do not be recorded in any way, shape, or form. Well, McCain is broken. And he makes a recording for them that they use for propaganda purposes. And in his book, he talks about committing suicide because he's failed. He's embarrassed his father. He's embarrassed the name of his grandfather. He's failed his, and Admiral Stockdale specifically, right, had said, don't do that. McCain failed. And from there, he learns. And McCain, young McCain, I mean, people argue that old McCain was the same way, but you know, and when you hear him talk, he was an asshole. He was a punk with a chip on his shoulder. You know, I've asked my friends who went to the Naval Academy, how do you finish 594th in a class of 599? You're not trying. Not only are you not trying, but you're trying to go the other direction if you have half a brain on your shoulders. And clearly McCain did. So he fails all of that. And out of that failure comes the compassion of those he serves with. And he grows as a person from that. And people tell you he grew in ways that a lot of people didn't think were possible. And became a different person out of that failure. So it's very interesting to hear him talking about that. And then the last 2 years to 18 months, I think it is, where they're together. And the effect that has on him. And when you hear guys like Stockdale saying, it was an incredible experience of my life and I was determined to use it as a springboard to greater things. I mean, you're talking about being tortured. You're talking about being in prison as a prisoner of war for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, something like that. So I have a quote from Admiral Stockdale. The test of character is not perseverance. When things are bleak and hope is on the way, the test of character is when things are dark and there's no hope of help on the way. And Viktor Frankl will tell you that you can still perform nobly, and that's what man should endeavor to do. Pretty deep stuff for this early in the morning. But, no, building this thing, post-traumatic winning, the class and how you teach it, how you craft it, is honestly really, really interesting. And I'll share a piece of it with you in the second hour today. So, good morning to you. That's what we're doing today. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official on this Thursday, the 20th day of September. This is dedicated to, and I don't do this very often, but in the hope that the people that sit in our United States Senate can behave better. So this is dedicated to them, because what I see on TV is to me, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. So as we learn more and more about this accuser, right? So somebody makes an allegation against somebody who has a long-standing career of service, right, and of sexual assault. So where ought that to go? File a police report? Yes. Right? And brought out during testimony? Yes. However, what happens if we make an assessment that it's not credible and it can't stand the kind of scrutiny because there's nothing to verify? So what's the how do you handle that? Right? And now you have, well, we want an FBI investigation. No, the way those things work is that they get reported to the police. The FBI doesn't investigate rape allegations. Okay? Maybe if somebody's kidnapped and crossed state lines, that's a federal crime, maybe that makes it different and rape would be a part of it. Yes. Okay? So there's a certain criteria for what the FBI investigates. You know, and so to me, what this looks like, given the fact that this letter evidently showed up in July, it just looks pathetic. And you would hope that Senator Feinstein, why didn't Senator Feinstein turn this over to the authorities in whatever jurisdiction where it occurred so they could begin an investigation? Because it's serious stuff. Or is it not serious? And can you imagine sitting in a decision-making room where we look at this and say, well, how do we handle this? Well, it's not credible enough to bring up in the hearing because it'll get blasted. It'll get annihilated. And I'll get annihilated too. So I think the best way to do this is we'll leak it after the hearings conclude, hoping to push this. I mean, that kind of like, wait a minute, somebody, I mean, theoretically, somebody was sexually assaulted here, yes? But we're going to play reindeer games with it? Well, yeah, because ultimately this is a chip. Like, you know, to me, it reminds me very much of the discussion about how the VA does mental health. The VA provides, right, veterans with the approved medical procedures, drug dosages, and psychiatric care that the insurance industry, the American Medical Association, the American Psychiatric Association all agree, and you can't get sued. Okay? That's what the VA provides. Well, does it help anybody? Well, you know, hopefully it does. The docs say that's what we're supposed to do, but will it ultimately help? If you ask veterans, I'll tell you what the answer to that is. No. Interesting. But that's what we do because that's what's approved. So the question with this woman is the right thing being done? If she was sexually assaulted, shouldn't that be reported to the police? Shouldn't they sit down and interview her? But none of that's important because the only thing that's important is she's a chip in a broader game of chicken that's being played. It's pretty gross. If it's true, it ought to be validated, and he ought to be prosecuted. If it's not true, then he should have some kind of legal recourse against her. Because that's wrong as wrong could be. So I dedicate this to the senators of the United States of America. Hopefully, they can behave better. They can be worthy of the courage and sacrifice and the selflessness of 19-year-old PFCs and Lance Corporals that have fought for this country for decades. My instinct is that they're not. They need help. So this is dedicated to them in the hope that they can behave better.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather in Marineland. Currently, clouds at 72 in Quantico, sun and 82 at Camp Lejeune, flood warning still in effect, beach hazard statement, so the number of warnings has gone down. You know, as you deal with things like this, you know, something that you don't think about till it happens is a subsequent weather event. Even if it's just a marginal amount of rainfall, provides, you know, does bad thing. So it's a good thing that it's been sunny in the Carolinas here for the last few days. Sunny in 82 right now at Camp Lejeune. Clouds 78 in Granbury, Texas. Clouds in 48 in Big Timber, Montana. Sunny in 68 in 29 Palms. Clouds in 63 at Camp Pendleton. Dark, cloudy in 83 in Okinawa with no weather warnings. And in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, the sun is setting. It is 88 degrees under clear sky. 11 and a half hours ahead of us in California. That's right, 11 and a half. Some genius said, it's not good enough that we just move it by time zone through an hour. We're going to create a sub-time zone and change it by 30 minutes. What? Come on. And why 30? Why not 27? Or why not 25? The Dow has hit an all-time high. In the midst of like, let's burn it down with China, which I completely support. Tariff the shit out of them, right? Burn it down with the Chinese. We've had weak administration after weak administration after sellout after sellout after sellout. Get the Chinese to sit down and let's do trade evenly, right? And all you're doing is standing up for the American worker. Oh, that's right. You can't get your toilet paper and all the shit you buy out of China. I used to get it for $20 cheaper. Yeah, woe is me. Woe is me. Meanwhile, the American middle class gets sold down the river. At some point, you got to make it right. Right? And China is not our friend. They are a predator. Okay? And so I think that the president and people can say whatever they want. I think the president's absolutely right. Right the ship. Can you imagine if the United States and China sit down and that trade deficit moves from, let's say, 300 and whatever. Let's just say it's $350 billion. Let's just say he cuts it in half to $175 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of product that is going to China from the United States. Oh, Mac. Yeah, that's like no shit. That'd be good for the economy? You bet your ass it would be. Same thing with, you know, wait, all of a sudden we negotiated a trade agreement with Mexico. Hadn't been a whole lot of fanfare about that, and we're supposed to negotiate another one with Canada. Haven't heard the Mexicans bitching about it, have you? Canadians bitch because somebody, you know, heard the president say, yeah, that shit will be on our terms. Okay, with Canada. And why wouldn't it be? Like, we'll work with you. There's a shooting in Maryland. Associated Press is reporting. So stand by for that, or news of that. So anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check news headlines, and then I'll walk you through some of the awesome audio that I'm looking at using. As I put together post-traumatic winning. So, it's pretty cool. It's way cool. There's another piece of audio that, I don't know if I'll include it, but it's a scene out of Band of Brothers where Lieutenant Spears looks at a private by the name of Blythe who has actual case, documented case, who has, traumatic blindness. So he lands as a paratrooper inland at Normandy and with the 82nd Airborne, and he goes blind. He can't see. And then as time goes by, all of a sudden his vision comes back, and he ultimately joins up with his unit, and then they get in a fight, and it happens again. And so one of the episodes chronicles the story of Albert Blythe. And Lieutenant Spears says something pretty interesting. Now I don't believe that the way Spears articulates it is probably the best way, but it's the way they do it in the series. And I think it's pretty interesting in terms of the mental aspect and what you, the way individuals deal with the uncertainty of going to war, what they see, and the way people deal with it, and the things that you hear said as people try to get their hands around it. So I'll play that for you. So we'll take a quick break, come back, we'll check news headlines, and then we'll come back and we'll do a little post-traumatic winning development. Yeah. I wanted to give kind of the class overview, and I may do that. But I want you to hear the audio pieces because they're powerful. And like I said before, Almarine Radio, the archives, straight up treasure. More of this incredible program coming up next on a Thursday edition of It, right here on your home for It, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
The JV volleyball team won yesterday. Congratulations. Moon Jae-in's got a letter for President Trump from Chairman Kim. Break down in nowhere so I can finally... Yeah, I would not. Like, all right, if you want to come and bring it, that's fine, but it's not going to be a media event. We're not going to do it. We're not going to blow it up for this jackass. He knows what it's going to take. That means he's got to do real shit. But I know it's just me. Winning. Yes. So I'm going to sit here and watch this cigarette burn. It hurts. Let me read you a couple emails. I need to read you a few text messages from a day ago. Again, people take the time to compose. I feel obligated to read. This one's entitled Game of Chicken from Ohio Man. She's not a pawn, but rather a player. She is a left-wing activist. Now, I don't mind telling you that Ohio Man's a bit of a conservative. I was just watching some video of somebody talking about Elizabeth Smart's kidnapped or being released. How does that happen, man? Anyway, I'll go back to Ohio Man. She's not a pawn, but a player. She's a left-wing activist. She scrubbed her social media last weekend before her name was made public. Complete bullshit, but the left will accept it because it's for the greater good. You know, a lot of times Ohio Man can spread the Kool-Aid around, okay? But in this case, I think he's pretty close to the truth. Because if it was legitimate, right, if this is a legitimate case, Senator Feinstein or whoever brought this to Senator Feinstein would have looked at it and said, we need to file a police report. The police need to look into it. But the whole way it's been handled, it's as if the people that have already scrutinized it know that it doesn't have legs. So how do we do the most damage with something like this? Well, we'll wait till after the hearing. We'll avoid the scrutiny, and then we'll throw it out there, hoping to delay it. That's the game that gets played. So, again, you would hope that American senators and that Senator Feinstein has her name attached to this. And you know, I was watching her yesterday. 84 years old. Okay. Does she remember her own name most days? We hope so. Okay, but you know, you see them in there on stage, right? And then you see them off stage, and they don't look as... They look frail. They look old. Not as composed. A little bit confused. And you're just like, oy boy, yikes. Don't we have age limits for that kind of stuff? No. She'll be 90 if she gets reelected and completes her next term. 90, dealing with your specific issues. Interesting. Interesting concept we have in democracy. It was Foxhole. We were talking about Band of Brothers. And Mike and I were talking about it a couple of days ago. It was Foxhole Norman Dyke who was relieved by Spears during the assault on Foy. Spears ended his career as the warden of Spandau Prison, where Rudolf Hess was the last prisoner from the Nazi era housed there. I loved Band of Brothers. This is from Chris. Spears was a platoon commander during D-Day for Dog Company. Dale Dye did the consulting. Yeah, but you know what? I don't Yeah, I know Dale Dye did the consulting, but there's all the other stuff that goes into it in terms of the audio, okay? And which is what I was alluding to. To me, it's not just the consulting, right? But it's the specificity that they go through in every little piece of it, right? To include the shots and what they focus on. I mean, it's Band of Brothers is really an incredible study it's very interesting in terms of art, filmmaking, how they completely attempted to immerse the viewer in the experience, you know, by the shots they did. That assault they do on that trench line at the day after they jump in, the way they film that, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. You're talking about the money made from the Nazi thing since World War II. Look at the helmet some guys wear on motorcycles. They are shaped just like a German soldier's World War II helmet. I'm sorry, Mac. People need to know history behind that helmet. I'm glad my grandfather never had to see those guys wearing a helmet shaped like the guy he fought for our country against. Interesting little thought. Here's another one entitled, He's Right. Good morning, Mac. I couldn't agree more with Ohio Man's statement. It's a clown show, a game. That's why they sicken me. That is from Vacaville, California. That's from Vacaville, California. So, all right, so let me check some. Here's another email. Even though I'm a conservative, I still believe that you have to go out of your way, regardless of her political affiliation, to scrutinize this. I think it is appropriate to set a deadline. If she's going to cooperate, I think a certain thing ought to be done. One of which is file a police report. In the absence of a police report and any kind of scrutiny, what do you do with such an allegation at the 11th hour? It will be interesting to see if she ultimately decides to testify. And I heard what you said yesterday about if you were a member of her family. There is no way that anyone in their right mind would subject themselves to this, especially given the thin ice that she stands on. I share everybody's sentiment that I've heard talk about this in that it's a pretty disgusting display. Hence my dedication this morning. All right, let's check some headlines. Top story on Marine Corps Times continues to be the headlines generated by General Furness's interview with All Marine Radio. How about that? Boom! Norway deployments frozen as Camp Lejeune clears up from Hurricane Florence. Navy SEAL in brig while agents probe killing in Iraq. A SEAL assigned to Naval Special Warfare in California is in the brig pending an ongoing investigation into allegations that he was tied to the 2017 execution of a detainee in Iraq with a blade. The chief special warfare operator has not been charged with a crime, but NCIS agents continue to probe the claims, SEALs officials told Navy Times. Quote, a service member currently assigned to Naval Special Warfare Unit is under investigation by NCIS for professional misconduct while deployed to Iraq in 2017. We take all the allegations of misconduct seriously and will cooperate fully with investigative authorities. No other comment was made because of the ongoing investigation. Graphic details of the prisoner's alleged execution were repeated to Navy Times by 7 officials in 5 flag commands, including the Pentagon. Because he has not been formally charged with a crime, however, Navy Times is withholding his name. Typically, an Article 32 hearing is held where the evidence is brought forward and a course forward is charted. Navy Region Southwest officials told Navy Times that an Article 32 hearing has not been scheduled. The SEAL is incarcerated at the Navy Consolidated Brig in Miramar. Four SEALs are undergoing court-martial now in San Diego for war crimes they allegedly committed at Village Stability Platform Kalash in the Chora District of Afghanistan, Uruzgan Province, in 2012. But attorneys representing Special Warfare Operator First Class Daniel V. D'Ambrosio and two Chief Special Operator Chief Petty Officers Xavier Silva and David Swartz and their former commanding officer Lieutenant Jason Webb have contended that the SEALs are innocent in the alleged detainee abuse. So, I won't say anything else. I think people, if you listen to the program, I think people understand that my opinion, and that is the SEAL community is a sick community. They are an out-of-control community, and they need help. They need help. This new push to recruit and retain the best candidates for the infantry, it's about time. And this is in the United States Army. Members of a task force focused on grunts and special operations troops are finding ways to make infantry a top choice and not a last resort for entry-level recruits. To that end, they've enlisted the Israeli Defense Force, the 75th Ranger Regiment, the Army's Major Combat Training Centers, the Army's Infantry School, and the Marine Corps' Combined Arms Training Center to find the best practices for finding, recruiting, retraining, retaining, and training a transformed light infantry. How about that? Army getting after it. We love that. The Marine Corps just slapped a counter-drone system on an all-terrain vehicle. That's exciting, huh? This thing looks like it's got a little radar dish with something on top of it. What does it do? Yeah, lad now has a mission. Holy shit. All these years, they've been doing nothing. Nobody like, lad, if it flies, it dies. Yeah, but nothing flies close to us. So what do you guys do? What do you mean? What do? We do air defense. There's nothing to defend against. The LMADS can detect, track, identify, and take down drones with electronic attacks, according to Lieutenant Cecil. It is currently deployed with the 13th MU, where it recently participated in the theater amphibious combat rehearsal exercise in Djibouti. Yeah, so there you have it. Knocking those drones down, man. It's serious business. Serious business. The FBI just put out some kind of, I don't want to say alert, but some kind of message that talked about drones used to drop weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons around the United States on civilians. So if you see one flying around, be careful. Barracks Marines rush to rescue senior citizens caught in housing complex fire. How about that? A massive fire struck a four-story Southeast Washington housing complex for seniors on Wednesday afternoon. Some of the first responders were neighbors, including Marines from the barracks at 8th and I, located just down the street. Dramatic videos posted on social media show large plumes of smoke billowing from the building and even the complex's roof collapsing. One showed Marines rushing from the barracks to help rescue seniors. They pushed wheelchairs and stretchers towards the burning building. Marines rushed into the building to rescue those who needed assistance and evacuated residents to the Marine Barracks Washington Annex, where they were checked and treated for injuries and sheltered until their loved ones arrived, according to a post from the Barracks Washington Facebook page. We all went there to carry people out, Captain Trey Gregory said live on NBC News 4 in Washington, D.C. The Marines carried residents out of the building over their shoulders, he said. All residents were accounted for. Nice. Well done, boys. Nice work. Yeah. Little Grinch-like moment there, right? Fort Trump is still being kicked around, so we got that going for us. Report ranking military installations for sex assault risk has been delayed. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see. Supposedly this report's going to come out, and it's going to identify the military installations, which is going to point fingers at commanders. So, interesting. U.S. names Iran as top terror sponsor as global attacks fall. So this is kind of an interesting report that came out. Iran remains. Yeah, a lot of interesting news today. Sunday is not. A lot of interesting news. Iran remains the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, the Trump administration said Wednesday in an annual report that also highlighted another drop in terrorist attack worldwide. That's good news. State Department's annual survey of global terrorism accused Iran of intensifying numerous conflicts and trying to undermine governments throughout the Middle East and beyond. Iran's terrorist affiliates and proxies, the report said, demonstrated a near global terrorist reach. The number of worldwide terrorist attacks dropped 23% last year compared with 2016, according to the report. It changed largely due to gains against the Islamic State group in Iraq. The number also has declined since 2016. So good news. A downward trend. However, is this part of our lives ever going to change? Is it ever going to, will we ever close the door and say this part of our life is done? I find that relatively hard to conceive. Quote from the report, Iran uses terrorism as a tool of its statescraft. It has no reservations about using that tool on any continent, Ambassador Nathan Sales of the State Department said on Wednesday. So, interesting. The whole fol-de-rol about, you know, the summit on the Korean Peninsula, you know, evidently, were I the president, you know, I would tell President Moon, you know, hey, I'll fly to San Francisco and meet you, right? We're not going to do anything for the cameras. You and I can sit down and talk. I'll read his letter, and then we'll both be on our ways without any kind of media event. I'm not going to give this ass clown any more airtime. Okay, he knows what he has to do, and it's not talk shit and play games. Okay, this is serious business, and we he made a statement. We expect him to follow up. We have no interest invading his shithole of a country. So I would get, were I the president, I would take it seriously, and I would meet him. I would not do the media thing. I would say sorry, not doing it. And if I was asked, did you read the letter and what can you tell us about it? I read the letter. Look, but it's just words. Until we see actions, kind of like this. It's nice when you tell me you love me. It's better when you show me. Yeah, how about that? How about that? How about them? How about them apples? So show me you love me there, Kim. Kimmy, Cocoa Puffs. Top five stories in the early bird one. Navy SEAL in the brig while agents probe killing in Iraq. You know, I don't understand how the Chief of Naval Operations doesn't dismantle what's going on in the Naval Special Warfare Group. It's disgusting stuff. Right now, we're still waiting on the Article 32 for the two SEALs accused of murdering an Army Special Forces soldier that supposedly found out that they were taking money meant for informants and keeping it. Where did they learn that? Is that just something that they did spontaneously? Probably not. Yeah. So anyway, Number two, Putin says Russia perfected weapons based on the Syria campaign. Congratulations, they had perfect weapons. Maybe you can send some of the people that developed those perfect weapons, and you can send them to Syria, and that way you won't get your reconnaissance aircraft shot out of the fucking sky there, genius. Okay, how do we know Vladimir Putin is lying? Because his fucking thin lips are moving. That's right. Number three. A new push to recruit and retain the best candidates for the infantry. We discussed that. Go Army. Fort Trump would be the second U.S. site in Poland. The first one has already been, we've broken ground in Poland. The Naval Support Facility in Rzeszowa, something like that, which will ultimately house U.S. Aegis Ashore system to aid European missile defense. So it would be the second such facility in the nation of Poland. Kind of an interesting story about the Reaper. MQ-9, I love the Reaper. Stays up there forever, right? Carries Hellfire missiles. Nice. MQ, Colleen and I, we went down to the USS Midway in San Diego one day. Or we might have gone whale watching. Oh, we went whale watching. So we're leaving whale watching. And we get in the truck, and we're pulling out of the parking lot right next to the USS Midway. And there's a protest going on. And there's a statue of a drone for some reason. I'm not sure. And so we're driving in the parking lot, and there's a bunch of people. They got signs. So I'm like, Colleen, what are they protesting? Right? Because I'm half deaf. What are they protesting? She says, she's reading the signs. She's like, it's something about drones. I said, really? And I see the statue. Right. You know, no more drones. So I roll down Colleen's window because they're out the passenger window. She's like, Dad. She says, Dad. And I said, hey, I love drones, man. Drones are awesome. And they like stop. The people look at me and they're like, what? I'm like, and I'm yelling, drones are awesome. They're incredible pieces of equipment. They're great. And this woman, she's like, she sticks her tongue out at me, and she gives me, like, thumbs down. I said, no, honestly, drones are wonderful. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Colleen's like, can we please go? Can we please go? I said, okay. But the Reaper is my favorite. There's a lot of, you know, interesting things up in the sky, but the Reaper, yeah. Used it a ton. But the MQ-9 Reaper has bagged its first ever air-to-air kill of another small aerial vehicle in a controlled simulation. So one step closer to not having the volleyball game go on in Top Gun anymore. That's right. We don't need them in the airplanes. We're doing air-to-air combat. Yep. Air-to-air combat. So, congratulations. One of my favorite sections of the early bird, don't you know, is towards the bottom. We'll get to the class here in a second. And it's called commentary and analysis. The 2018 cyber strategy is here. That's in War on the Rocks. War on the Rocks, you'll see a ton of interesting stuff getting written there. I would recommend it to you. All of a sudden, headline, Bloomberg, suddenly Putin is playing nice in Syria. First paragraph. All of a sudden, Vladimir Putin is a soft touch on Syria. First, he let President Erdogan of Turkey persuade him not to begin a huge attack on the Syrian opposition in Idlib. Then he refused to defused the conflict with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel over a downed Russian military plane. What's going on? Something's amiss. That's in Bloomberg today. And then this story's out of Defense One. Trump is repeating Soviet leaders' intel mistakes. Stalin ignored his spies when their findings contradicted his assumptions. Now the U.S. president is doing the same. So if you go to the early bird, in Military Times, way down at the bottom, The last section is called Commentary Analysis. I would recommend it. Pretty good stuff. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. And I'm going to take you through a trip. I'm going to take you through a little bit of post-traumatic winning. Yeah. I'll take you through a little bit of post-traumatic winning. And you can give me your thoughts on it. But it is a, literally, it's a treasure trove of mental health discussions. And the class will only be kind of a wave top thing. And the beauty of the class is embedded in the class are all these little, all these deep dives that units can do after the class to learn about this stuff. And I'll tell you what's really exciting to me about it is that we don't do shit relative to mental health, right? And so there's so much ground to be made up and so much good to be done. So to me, it's exciting. All right. So stay in your seats. More Ball Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network. I switched pods. It's a complicated thing. Hence the delay. Because my hand's not used to it yet, so I'm hitting the wrong button. It's actually not a button. It's one of those slide things that you see on a mixer. So when you hit the wrong one and then you hit the audio, this is supposed to happen. Okay, but when you hit the wrong pot, this is what you get. It's called dead air. No bueno. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.